Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with orthodox Christian doctrine, apologetic accuracy and discernment, but to help you become a faithful apprentice of Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as always, I am, well, maybe not as always, I'm particularly delighted to be in studio today. Every single day I'm in studio is a blessing. And of course, the number to dial to get your questions answered on the broadcast today, as always, just mention 888-ASK. Hank, numerically 888-275-4265. I want to start out with something sad and humorous at the same time, and then introduce Dr. Larry Johnston. He's been on our staff for a long time. I've known him for 37 years now. Most of the relationships I have in this ministry are long relationships. Many of the people have worked for me over two decades or more. So it's a wonderful place to be each and every day. But before I introduce Larry, well, maybe I'll just introduce you right now. The reason Larry's on the broadcast today, probably more than anything else, is because we want to talk to you about year-end giving.
Yes.
It's always tough to ask people to give unless you recognize that we're not asking people to give to us, but through us, to touch the lives of people in significant ways around the globe. And as you see the testimonies come in, they come in from literally all over the world. It gives you great encouragement that God is using the ministry. I have people telling me all the time, we're praying for you. We want you to have many, many more years of significant ministry doing what you're doing. I talked to my doctor as I was leaving the hospital, and I asked her, what are my chances of getting through all of this year and being in complete remission? And she said, 80%. A previous doctor, talking about the same thing, said 90%, so I'm sure there's a little fluctuation there, but the odds are very, very good. Obviously, my life is in the hands of the Lord, but we are preparing for the future, I suppose, as we never have before. I mean, there are so many things we have added to CRI's arsenal. I mean, video answers. We have initiated a blog called Hank Unplugged, which is doing very, very well. We have four episodes out now, another episode coming tomorrow, at least it'll be taped tomorrow. I'm doing Facebook Live. I'm going to be doing that after the show today. My daughter Christina is going to join me, and we're going to go back and forth with some of the questions and comments and have a good time with our friends and constituents. What else, Larry? I mean, we're doing so much. In addition to that, we've added OCN, the Orthodox Christian Network, which has somewhere around, last I looked, 800,000 likes, so it must be a huge audience. And they've added our broadcast free of charge. So a lot of great things are happening. A lot of doors are opening. And although I have mantle cell lymphoma, I have never felt more energized in my life.
Well, and with good reason. I think one of the things that we're doing to put all of our new media strategies into context is we are in a very fundamental way adapting to a new world. I mean, I've got a quote here from Peter Drucker. I've been a student of Peter Drucker, the father of modern management, for decades. And he says something that I think provides a context to a lot of what we're doing. He said, every few hundred years in Western history, there occurs a sharp transformation. we cross what has been called a divide. Within a few short decades, society rearranges itself. Its worldview, its basic values, its social and political structures, its arts, its key institutions. 50 years later, there is a new world. And the people born then cannot even imagine the world in which their grandparents lived and into which their parents were born. We are currently living through such a transformation. A part of what that transformation means is that we were having a discussion the other day, and I was telling some of the young'uns here on staff that I remember watching as a small kid, a tiny black and white TV, and you had three channels. That was it. You had
ABC, and rabbit ears.
Yeah, and rabbit ears. You had ABC, CBS, and NBC. Today, there is a revolution of new media channels. And what that represents to CRI in terms of potential reach, not just here in the United States, but around the globe to reach those people that historically have not been within the reach of terrestrial radio, offers some pretty exciting opportunities.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when you talk about the rabbit ears and the black and white television, I mean, that's sort of you and I suppose, when we're talking about digital media, we had to get the term into our heads and then learn from our kids what social media was. I remember being in Singapore with my son Xander. At the time, he was 12 years old. It was last year. And after speaking in Singapore, he said, "Dad, everybody that listens to you on the radio should have this message available to them just as the people are listening to you right now." And I said, "Well, you know, Xander, we're ramping up our social media." He said, "Dad, quite frankly, you have no social media." So, I mean, it wasn't completely true, but I mean, it sort of gave me a sense of the fact that all these emerging technologies we were not utilizing. And I got back, and thanks to my son David, who is very, very talented in this area, he agreed to help me for a time to get us going in the social media platforms. And he's one of those guys that doesn't talk a lot. It's all about doing. So the first thing I know, all of a sudden I'm doing a vlog. I said, "David, what's a vlog?" He said, "Don't worry, just talking to the iPhone." And then he had explained to me what a podcast was as opposed to a broadcast. I finally got that through my head. I started doing podcasts. Absolutely loved it. Then Facebook Live. I had no clue what Facebook Live is. And I think one of the first ones I did, I actually started out in my office showing people where I prayed before I came into the studio to do the show. And then gave them a guided tour down the hall I walked down and the studio I'm in and so forth. So it was amazing how many people responded to that and said, "Wow, I'm watching you in New Zealand, or I'm watching you in West Africa, or I'm watching you in Asia." And all of that with a little machine or a little smartphone, as it were, in the palm of your hand. And I remember a good friend of mine who's been a prophetic voice to me. His name's Elijah. I won't say much more than that. But, you know, he told me in no uncertain terms, he said, "Terrestrial radio is wonderful. It's a medium that God is using and will continue to use. But you have to get into the technology that is available in the palm of your hand." And we've done that. And again, the response has been enormous. But there's always a cost associated with everything that you're doing. We're in the process of now upgrading our studio, which is in desperate need of upgrading. The technology here is 15 years old. And there's a price tag of that somewhere around, well, it's close to $50,000. It's under $50,000, but close to $50,000. And we have to add people to help the wonderful people we already have in terms of the production and all of that. Josh can tell you, I can't tell you, but all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, handling a lot of that. But, you know, we need people to help in all of these areas. And so we're coming to people who have the Lord's resources and asking them to share those resources with the ministry. I suppose that's as clear an ask as I can make.
Well, and you mentioned asking earlier. I would be reluctant to ask if I didn't have a deep conviction that we're not just asking people to give, we're asking people to invest. I have an investment orientation to giving. As change agents and as those who will be known by our fruits, I want to be able to show to our donors, our partners, our support team members a return on their investment. And if they could see the testimonies that pour in here daily of lives impacted around the world, they would understand that we're not asking people, as you said, to give to CRI, but through CRI to transform the world. If we weren't demonstrably transforming lives, I wouldn't have any right to ask people to give.
We're sort of in the fourth quarter of our life. I mean, not sort of, we're there.
We're well into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so, well, speak for yourself.
But yeah.
the point is, I mean, the reason I bring this up, in all seriousness, and I know you're my elder statesman, but now the reason I bring this up is that when you're in the fourth quarter of your life, there's no room for playing games. I mean, every single moment seems precious. And as I lay in bed in the morning and prepare myself even to get out of bed as I'm praying, I'm thinking, Lord, order my steps today so that I can have the biggest impact for your kingdom, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. But again, it's like the fourth quarter of any football game. I mean, if there's no time for frivolity. This is serious business, and we're going to stand before God and give an account for what we did with the days, the moments, the hours that He gave to us in this life.
You know that I have a great love of words, and I love neologisms. I love creating new words, and a word that I...
You know, people accuse me of using big words. If they listened to you for a while, they would never accuse me of such a thing.
Many years ago, I coined one of my favorite words, emphysyllabitis. Emphysyllabitis is the condition that some people have of always putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. And we would be guilty of emphysyllabitis, of putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable, if we were simply talking about asking people to give. We're not asking you just to give. We're asking you to invest to transform lives. You and I have had some significant discussions around management, and you know that I like to say that I'm a graduate of the Wayne Gretzky School of Management, because Gretzky was once asked why he was the greatest hockey player who ever lived, and he paused for a moment and he said, well, I think it's because I make a habit of skating to where the puck is going to be, not to where it is. The reason why we're remodeling studios and overhauling the website and launching new media initiatives is where the puck is going to be by way of communications, by way of reach and impact on lives, is not what we see in the rearview mirror looking at traditional terrestrial forms of communication. As per the Drucker quote, we are living in a new world, and we need people who share the same burden, the same values, the same mission to get out of the bleachers and onto the playing field to help us make possible the new media mix that is going to touch millions of lives.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing that, joining CRI's monthly support team. Some people give monthly, some people give once a year, but the idea is they give on a regular basis and join the support team. I'll just read a couple of the books I personalized for people. Paul in Woodland, Texas, $25 a month. Chris in Long Beach, California, $1,000 a month. Margot in Sydney, Australia, $40 a month. Michael in Maryland, $100 a month. And there are more, but people joining CRI's monthly support team, when you do, I personalize a copy of any one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. Also, just in general, asking you to give towards the vision, or as Larry more properly said, invest in the vision. We've been around since 1960, and it's uninterrupted ministry. We're asking you to come on board, talking about giving as we come precariously close to the end of our fiscal year. June is the most significant financial month of the year other than December. So if you can give or invest, please do so by going to the web at equip.org and giving in a safe, secure fashion, or talking to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. When we come back, I'm going to ask Larry why we offer resources to people when they give.
In case you haven't noticed, the enemies of truth and Christian morality are now legion, and their numbers are growing daily. As Rod Dreher writes poignantly in The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, now the floodwaters are upon us, and we are not ready. For those who understand the stakes, retreat is not an option, and surrender is out of the question. That's why, as we redouble our efforts at CRI to equip fellow believers to stand for life and truth, it's vital that we finish this month, the end of our fiscal year, in a position of strength to help finish strong and prepare for the battles that lie ahead to protect the truth of the gospel and even our religious liberties. Please call 888-7000-CRI and make a generous gift. 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. To say thanks for your support, we'll send you The Benedict Option. Hank Hanegraaff will return in just a few moments. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Pro-choice advocates often contend that while human embryos are biological members of the human species, embryos have not yet reached the developmental stage necessary to identify them as persons. But is a human embryo a potential person or a person with great potential? Other topics include the divide between Sunni and Shia Muslims, challenging the central claim of the Nation of Islam, when freedom of expression and emotions collide on campus, does God have a spirit body, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. We are witnessing the advent of a post-truth culture wherein social headwinds against common sense and basic decency and civility are ferocious. The fact is, we as Western Christians are in the fight of our lives, and for now, we are losing on multiple fronts. That is why we want to put into the hands of thinking Christians everywhere two very timely books, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher. These resources will equip you to do your part in turning the tide. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death.
Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. When militant secularists are willing to do more for their misguided and morally bankrupt notions than Christians are for a faith that once transformed the world, you don't need to be clairvoyant to imagine the potential outcome. Stem the tide and stand with the Christian Research Institute during the month of June. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And just a quick update on where our culture is. I was reading a quote by Miley Cyrus, whose godmother, Dolly Parton, says she's very, very deep and very smart. Her quote is, "I feel genderless. I think genderless. I feel ageless. I'm just a spirit soul not divided by human being. Even animals. There's no me and them, and there's no us and you. I just want to be nothing." So think about this. She's genderless, at least according to her feelings. She's ageless, according to her feelings. There's really no distinction between her and an animal. No difference, no distinction, no division. I suppose in some sense a little more sophisticated than Bill Nye, the science guy, who said, "I'm a speck on a speck, orbiting a speck among other specks, amongst the specks, in the middle of specklessness." And then he concluded, "I suck." Maybe Miley Cyrus, more sophisticated than Bill Nye, most certainly more sophisticated than astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, who said, "We are not insignificant." In other words, he's now countering Bill Nye. Bill Nye could not be more mistaken. Bill Nye says Tyson thinks that we're insignificant, that we suck, but says Neil deGrasse Tyson, "We are not." That's wrong. That's wrong-headed thinking. We are just as significant as the bacteria that infest our intestines. It's the same DNA, and therefore we have the significance of bacteria. Talk about significance. Of course, none of them, neither Miley Cyrus, nor Bill Nye, nor Neil deGrasse Tyson, talk about the fact that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And Larry, that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, one of my favorite authors, interestingly enough, not a Christian, Gerald Schroeder, has a is an Orthodox American Jew living in Jerusalem, has a PhD from MIT in physics and earth sciences. But he has a statement where he says the erosion of biblical understanding, which is obviously pretty self-evident in what you just read, the erosion of biblical understanding is tragic, and we've paid a price for it. We don't need a temple priest or a university philosopher to measure the decay in the fabric of our society, to which I would probably add, and the decay in our minds. Schroeder goes on to say, our 60% divorce rate and the double locks on our doors provide a succinct summary of the effect. Ideas matter.
Yeah, and I suppose the relevance of talking about that in the midst of talking about investing in this ministry is that if you were thinking that this ministry was significant in the 60s, and certainly it was, the significance of this ministry in the year 2017, I think dwarfs all of our history combined in some sense. I mean, our history combined has provided the arsenal to do what we're doing today, but I'm talking about the challenges that face Western civilization, that face the Christian worldview. They're significant. Illiberal liberalism. You have polygamous Muslims on the rise in the EU countries and now in the United States, and people not really understanding the difference between Muhammad and Christ. So this is a time for discernment ministry. This is a time for, I guess, a ministry willing to tell it like it is, no matter what the cost.
Well, it is certainly a time for Christians to be equipped, and I think especially young Christians. Now, we were kind of joking earlier about being well into the fourth quarter of our lives. I had the privilege, I guess one could say, in the year that went down on the cover of Time magazine as being the year of student revolt. In the late 60s, I was student body president at a California university. And we, back in those days, as wild and as revolutionary and as tumultuous as things were in the late 60s, we still believed that the university was a marketplace of ideas. Well, time to dismount. That horse is dead. It is no longer a marketplace of ideas. It is a ferocious battleground for perspectives on reality. The reason why CRI is needed is because for people to go into these battles ill-equipped is going to be tantamount to an intellectual death wish. I got the quote from C.S. Lewis that I love. He says, "To be ignorant and simple now, not to be able to meet the enemies on their own ground, would be to throw down our weapons. Good philosophy must exist, if for no other reason, because bad philosophy needs to be answered."
Yeah, which kind of leads me to what I wanted to get to in terms of why we provide resources for people like Onward by Russell Moore, or The Benedict Option by Rod Dreher. You're really talking about spiritual apostasy. You're talking about moral depravity. You're talking about political anarchy. And there's a cascading effect. You go from the spiritual apostasy to the moral depravity to the political anarchy. And we are seeing that played out before our eyes. And this is no longer slow motion. This is with vast rapidity.
It is changing with what some would consider a terrifying rapidity. One sociologist has even referred to today as being liquid, meaning that change is so rapid, the flux so great, that even social institutions don't have time to solidify. The problem is that a great many Christians have grown up in an age that was much more hospitable to, if not outright supportive of, Christianity. Those days have disappeared. For Christians today to go out into the intellectual arena without being sufficiently resourced, it's like going into a deadly gunfight with a rubber knife. CRI exists to equip those people to wake up, to stand up, and to speak up. And if we don't, there will be a dreadful price to pay.
So sometimes I sit here in studio and I'm promoting resources This month we're promoting Onward by Russell Moore, subtitle Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel, and also the Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, one of the most talked about books in this epoch of time by Rod Dreher. Both of those books, we thought, not just one, but both of these books, we thought Christians need to have these in their arsenal. But sometimes I feel, and you're going to set me straight, I'm sure, but sometimes I feel as I sit in studio, you know, I just need to ask people to invest in this ministry, not because they're going to get a book, but because they love the ministry, they love what we're doing. But on the other hand, the other side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, if you will, I think about the fact that I want to put good resources into people's hands for the very reason you just articulated. You don't want to go to a gunfight with a rubber knife. I mean, people need these kinds of resources. But the other thing, too, is that they need to be sharing these resources with other people, which is to say, it's one thing to have them yourself, but these are go-to books. These are books that we put, as it were, the CRI Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval on. In other words, we pore over these books. Maybe there are differences of opinion we might have it at some points, but we pore over these books to find books that are really nourishing in the interest of discernment ministry.
Never, to the best of my knowledge, has any kind of a resource been picked on the run down a hallway here. What most people don't understand is that behind the curtains of what they see or behind the radio they hear or the podcast they hear, we have people scanning dozens and dozens of resources to pick those that we think are the best to equip people with. And for those who are listening, my orientation is everyone can do at least three things in this battle for the mind. Number one, you can pray. You like to say that prayer is firing the winning shot. I've always loved the statement, prayer is the slender nerve that moves the muscles of omnipotence. Everyone can pray. Everyone can also be equipped. I don't expect people to devour every single resource that we offer, but we have offered some terrific resources, and we have two terrific resources this month. But even if you feel that you're equipped, you can still play a vital role in equipping others. That is the mandate now. If we are to win the battle for the new America, for the future of the Western Church, if we are going to equip hundreds of millions of Christians in the Global South, they need quality resources.
And we're not talking about the Global South as in the South part of the United States. We're talking about the Global South in terms of the globe. If you look at the globe, you can sort of bifurcate it and think about that which is below as opposed to that which is above. That's where the move of the Holy Spirit is, but it is a time for equipping those who are like tumbleweed Christians. They need discipleship. This is not only true in the East, but now, unfortunately, it's true in the West as well. And again, one of the reasons we provide the resources, we're talking today with Larry Johnson. He's our Chief Advancement Officer at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, asking you to give with a grateful heart, to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back with the quote of the day and much, much more.
Moralistic therapeutic deism is colonizing Christian churches, destroying biblical Christianity from within. Yet Rod Dreher believes that by rediscovering the past, recovering liturgical worship and asceticism, centering our lives on the church community, and tightening church discipline, we will, by God's grace, again become the peculiar people we should have always been. To equip you in addressing the natural religion of a culture that worships the self and material comfort, read Rod Dreher's book, The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation. To receive your copy of The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. Some might piously claim that saving our future as Christians and free people is all up to God. That's not only naive and misguided theology, it also makes a mockery of our calling to be stewards of God's creation and to be faithful in the use of the resources of time, talent, and treasure He has entrusted to us. Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher are two timely books that will equip you to stand well in our modern times. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The divide between the two major branches of Islam, Sunni and Shia, stems from the homicide of Muhammad. Many Shias contend that Muhammad's young wife Aisha committed the murder, while many Sunnis believe a Jewish woman was responsible. Despite perpetual dispute, Sunni and Shia share remarkable unanimity when it comes to the main and the plain things of Islam. Other topics include challenging the central claim of the Nation of Islam, are all religions man-made, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. As the erosion of truth and hostility against Christians continues to gain momentum, Christians must stand together for life and truth, no matter the cost. Stand together with the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. To make a special gift to CRI, simply call 888-7000-CRI and support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Well, let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And this is the month that we spend some time asking people to really consider giving generously. It's the end of our fiscal year. Whatever you can do, do it as unto the Lord, for His kingdom, for the extension of His work around the world. And I didn't really know how this broadcast was going to unfold. I don't usually script what is going to happen ahead of time. I thought maybe I'd spend a segment with Larry Johnston, but he's far too interesting for just a segment. So I apologize to callers. I promise that tomorrow I won't do this. I will take your calls. I will tell people about the needs of the ministry, the opportunities for investment. But I am going to do Facebook Live right after I get done with the broadcast. I'm going to do that for at least an hour. So if you want to, you can join me on Facebook Live. You go to the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, and I'm going to sign off. And within 5 minutes, I'll be doing Facebook Live with my daughter, Christina. She's a blast. We'll have a lot of fun. Look forward to maybe have an opportunity to answer your questions on Facebook Live. That coming up again at 7 Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Time. How do you say that? Eastern Time. Eastern Standard Time is... Eastern Time. I think you know what you're talking about. At least, I think you know what I'm trying to talk about. So anyway, here's the quote of the day. The quote of the day comes from Malcolm Muggeridge. And he was a renowned 20th century British journalist. He was a satirist. He was a broadcaster. And did not become a devout follower of Jesus Christ until he was in his 60s. But he became a fierce defender of the faith who really made a difference. And I know, Larry, he's one of your all-time favorites. And the quote of the day is one of your, well, it's at the top of your list. Here it goes. It says, Malcolm Muggeridge, "So the final conclusion would surely be that whereas other civilizations have been brought down by attacks of barbarians from without, ours had the unique distinction of training its own destroyers and its own educational institutions, and then providing them with facilities for propagating their destructive ideologies far and wide. All of this at public expense. Thus did Western man decide to abolish himself, creating his own boredom out of his own affluence, his own vulnerability out of his own strength, his own impotence out of his own erotomania, himself blowing the trumpet that brought the walls of his own city tumbling down, and having convinced himself that he was too numerous, labored with pill and scalpel and syringe to make himself fewer, until at last, having educated himself into imbecility and polluted and drugged himself into stupefaction, he keeled over a weary, battered, old Brontosaurus and became extinct." I don't know how you top that one.
Wow. If that doesn't send chills down your spine, little wood.
Not the enemy from without.
The enemy from within. And as many historians and social analysts have noted over the centuries, most civilizations do not die from murder. They die from suicide. You mentioned earlier the progression from spiritual apostasy to moral depravity to political anarchy. And I would invite listeners to mentally dial into that continuum and ask themselves, where on that spectrum do they think we are in the United States and in the West now?
So we're talking to a lot of people, and we're asking people to be salt and light. We're asking them to be change agents in the culture. I've said so often, it's not what the pagan world is doing, because the pagan world is always going to do what the pagan world does. What else would they do? The real issue is for Christians to be salt and light, to be change agents in the culture. So talk to our audience a little bit, Larry, about that. That issue itself. I mean, Christians who are simply going to churches to have an experience, maybe hear a good sermon, hear some good entertainment, as opposed to going to churches to worship God, to order their lives around the divine, to seek to do what Malcolm Muggeridge did in his 60s, to make his life count. He's now no longer in the body. He's absent from the body. He's present with the Lord. His days of making his life count are over. Our days are still continuing. And I suppose there's a lesson to be learned for every single person in our listening audience. They can do, as you said, something. And certainly they can pray. And they can invest. If they can't invest, they can pray. And prayer, as I say, is firing the winning shot. I mean, there's nothing more significant in my life than prayer. I mean, this is a primary means by which you experience union with God. So these are critical times, and people need to get the message that this is not as per usual. This is a critical juncture in human history. We recognize it as such, and that's why we're ramping up, and that's why we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth.
It's a critical time in history, and as you have noted, it is a critical week in the year at CRI, and we're asking people to be investors. We are in part trying to wake up some people. I was taken with a piece that I read where Dr. Karl Mohler said, interesting characterization of the church. He was thinking about persecuted Christians in the Middle East, and he said, in my mind today, the picture I have is a church in a diabetic coma that has gorged itself on the sweets of affluence, materialism, and the idolatry of worshiping the materialistic world. That diabetic coma is now life-threatening. We as a church are at a point of death, not the church in the Middle East. We are the ones who can no longer rouse ourselves to even pray for an hour on behalf of the things that God would have us pray for. I find that notion of a diabetic coma to be powerful. That's why we say repeatedly that part of the role of CRI is to get people to wake up. But once you have awakened, stand up and speak up, and you can have a significant impact on dozens of lives by being a partner with CRI. To use a very basic metaphor, people who are listening have the fuel. We have the engine. Our engine without fuel can do nothing. Their fuel without an engine takes them nowhere. In partnership, we can take our capacities and those resources and transform the world in meaningful ways.
That's a great metaphor. And talk about denominations, not denominations in the sense of 30,000 Protestant denominations, but denominations in terms of currency. A friend of ours, we won't mention him, but a friend of ours in California, listening to this broadcast, very impacted by this broadcast, gave a significant amount of money. I suppose I can say it because it's anonymous, but well over $50,000 in one lump sum, and then many, many more times gave very generously to this ministry at just a strategic time in the history of this ministry, probably more strategic than he recognized, even at the time that he was given. He gave it exactly the time that it was needed. But there are people that can give $100 a month or $1,000 a month, or people that give $20 a month. Talk about that in terms of denominations. I mean, give people a perspective of how together those numbers, even as you say, big numbers add up quicker, but those numbers are all very, very significant in a cumulative fashion.
Well, I think I would speak to four different segments of our listening audience. First, to our support team members, let me say thank you.
Amen.
You are the special forces. You are the Green Berets of CRI's apologetics army. Were it not for our support team members, no one would be hearing these words right now. Then we have donors, people who give occasionally. And for those of you who have given occasionally, bless you for what you have made possible. Let me encourage you to step up to the support team. Not so that your investments can have periodic impact, but so they can have impact globally 24/7. For those of you listening who are one-time donors, and our research indicates that over half of CRI donors make one gift a year. If each of the donors listening who make one gift a year would simply do it again because it feels so good, it would have an enormous impact. It would not only help us to end this year in the black, but catapult us into the new year with new thrust in the engines. Perhaps the most important group to speak to would be what I would call the onlookers and the onlisteners. Those people who may have been listening to the broadcast for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Here's my challenge to you. I'd like you to reflect on how long you've been listening to CRI. And if you've been listening for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, consider making a gift of $10 for each year you've been listening. Up to this point, your fellow believers have been paying the tab for you. Now it's time to return the favor and pass it on.
And you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. When you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, in the letters CRI. You can also give in a safe, secure fashion on CRI's Equip app. If you don't have the Equip app, you can go to equip.org/app on our website and get the app. Do remember, Facebook Live immediately after this broadcast for at least an hour. Bible Answer Man, Facebook Live page. Out of here for today, so long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. Given all that's at stake, we're asking all of our friends to stand with CRI this month with their prayers and generous financial support. To make a genuine difference in our fight for life and truth, and to receive your copy of The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. We are witnessing the advent of a post-truth culture wherein social headwinds against common sense and basic decency and civility are ferocious. The fact is, we as Western Christians are in the fight of our lives, and for now, we are losing on multiple fronts.
That is why we want to put into the hands of thinking Christians everywhere two very timely books, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher. These resources will equip you to do your part in turning the tide. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.